CJNQ, and today we're talking with Bill McConnell of Bill McConnell and the Steel Horse Gypsies. So welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great. Now, where are you based, Bill, right now? I know that you were born in Montreal, Quebec.
Yes, ma'am. I'm based out of, actually, Gordon Lightfoot's hometown, Orillia, Ontario.
Okay, Ontario. Good. Yep. Now, you grew up in a very musical family, so let's talk about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Your grandparents were into music?
Yes, they actually made their living throughout the 50s and 60s and 70s in the Quebec circuit, playing country and western, and it was all traditional back then. And they played with some big greats that come up from Nashville, Porter Wagoner, Little Jimmy Dickens, and they even did some work with George Jones. So yeah, they were exposed, and they paved the way for us.
Oh, you came from kind of a famous family then, I guess, Ray and Betty Gautier.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Are you familiar with the names?
No, I'm not. No, but I know that that type of music was very popular back then. And,
oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
And we have someone else in the industry, or in the family that's in the industry, too, as we speak. I'm not sure if you're aware of Terry Clark.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're first kin. We're first
cousins. Oh, my goodness. That's neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's paved the way. I gave her 15 years. That's long enough. Now I'm catching up.
And you started playing at school dances and started winning that talent contest throughout Ontario.
Yes.
And you have traveled all over North America, across both the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, entertaining. So tell us about those experiences.
Well, I was based out of Nashville, Tennessee, when I was working on these cruise ships. You know, I had the privilege of like I said, or as you just said, traveling a couple of the oceans here and entertaining folks on the ships and just keeping them happy and preoccupied while they're waiting for their destinations. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that. In the process, I was actually writing my album on the ships. So when all said and done, it was a win-win situation for me.
Okay, so you wrote some of the songs, too. I know you co-wrote with Mark Peterson, who also wrote hits for Tim McGraw.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I have two of his cuts on the record now called Perfect World.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one that will be that's on it is the She'll Rub Your Heart in It. And we're releasing that album this Friday. It's coming out and in stores next Monday.
Wow, that's exciting. So what's the album, the name of the album?
It's self-titled. It's called Bill McConnell and the Steel Horse Gypsies.
Okay, that's interesting. That's your band, I guess, the Steel Horse Gypsies. Where did you get that name?
Well, I was trying to come up with something that kind of related to, you know, traveling and working on the road. And so the whole concept of Steel Horse, I was always under the impression, was a bus.
Okay.
A traveling bus.
Oh, okay.
But I was corrected, and it's more or less a motorcycle. So we like the idea, and then so we kind of came up with the combination of, you know, a Steel Horse high rise. We got the idea from a Bon Jovi song, and anyway, we incorporated that with just, you know, gypsies being traveling wanderers and things like that, and the combination just fit.
Yeah, it's a catchy name. I like it.
Well, thank you.
Good. Now, your music, would you say it's more of a crossover or more of a country? Or
it is crossover. I think we cover all genres. Like, my influences were quite vast. You know, I grew up listening to Elvis and the Beatles and Buddy Holly. And then as country became more of an influential, inspirational mode of music for me, when I started writing, I would listen to people like Steve Earle, Dwight Yoakam, you know, and then of course the Lynyrd Skynyrds and the Allman Brothers were a big influence, the Eagles, the Doobie Brothers, you know, the list just goes on and on. Bruce Springsteen, John Cougar were in the running back then in the 80s, so all those influences and some Canadian greats like the Guess Who, they were, you know, major influences on my writing and performing, you know, Burton Cummings,
okay,
people like that.
Good. Do you find you catch more of an audience with the crossover music than with just country?
Well, we're lucky that we're able to hit, you know, both genres with the crossover and country. You know, we like to tap in when we're playing live to some traditional stuff as well. And I like to play I like to pay homage to some of my influences there as well.
Good. So have you been doing a lot of live performances in the Ontario area?
Well, we're just coming out, as you know, so we have been dated here in the next few weeks in our part of the woods. On the 28th of November, we're playing in Orillia at a place called McCabe's, which is at the Highwayman Hotel. And we are part of a, we're endorsed, the back of the album and on our website. You can tap into our website at billyraymack.ca and get samples of the album and see some of our up-and-coming dates that will be posted. We are being endorsed and sponsored, actually, by the Wild Wing food franchise. It's a restaurant chain that started here in our neck of the woods, Chicken Wing Place, and they're very well known throughout southern Ontario now. And so we'll be playing a lot of their venues as well. We just did, we were invited to do a Halloween party on Halloween at one in Barrie, so it, it went well. And we're looking to make our appearances known. I need to add, if I can, Maureen, the proceeds of the album that we're selling locally are going to the Barrie Cancer Center that we are, that they're building there.
That's wonderful.
And we are on board with Kix FM 106 as well. They are contributing to that center. They're campaigning for a radiology machine, so we're helping with that as well and supporting wherever we can. So yes, we're lucky to be doing whatever we can with the community.
That's great. Good. Would you like to give our listeners just the instructions how to get to your website again?
Again, that is www.billyraymack.ca.
Okay, good.
And they can also Google Bill McConnell and the Steelhurst Gypsies, and they'll tap right into, we have a Reverb Nation website as well. So, and okay, we're selling proceeds online too.
That's great. And people will be able to purchase your album on your website too, I guess?
Yes, they can purchase the song or the website. And the proceeds of this particular song, we're going to make arrangements that go back to the cancer center that's being built in Barrie, Ontario.
That's good. That's great. Any particular reason why you chose the Cancer Society? Somebody maybe in your family? Or?
Well, if Terry Clark fans are aware that her mother, my aunt, has been battling cancer. She had pancreatic cancer, and she's been in remission and successful at this point. And she has taken a wonderful naturopathic approach to her healing and recovery. And so we also support that along with the traditional. But being that said, her and my dad's sister, my godmother, had passed away with cancer. A couple of guys in the band, my drummer's sister had passed away at a very young age. And my guitar player's mother is fighting too. So, you know what? We're on a mission, and we've had enough of this hideous disease taking people that we love and people around us, and it's not nice. So we want to start doing whatever we can to prolong or prevent that if possible.
That's great, wonderful cause. Well, we certainly salute you for that.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Bill?
Tap in there and listen to We're All About That, and hopefully in the early part of the new year we'll have a follow-up for you to listen to, and we look forward to doing this again.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And we'll hopefully be in a venue near you soon.
Good, and we love the song We're All About That. Great.
Well,
Bill McConnell.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. All the best.
Have a nice day.
You
bye
too.
Bye,
bye. Next up, we'll hear the song We're All About That by Canadian country musician Bill McConnell and the Steelhorse Gypsies.
Tree. Sun's gone down on a riverbed, moonlighting with my honeybee. I got an old game bowl, fishing out a bite, coolers for a kicking back. I'm taking life kinda slow and easy, it's all about that. We're about catfishing, beer zipping, bonfires and guitars picking. To shake, and we're about working hard, trying to make a living, saying prayers and trying to get to heaven. Flat bed and dog riding in the bag, it's all about that. One lane bridge on a two lane. Stopping at your neighbor by a shooting pool down at Douglas Station. Me and some local guys. Yeah, we all meet up down at Widow Brown's. Patch a roof and cut the grass. We all pitch in with a helping hand. It's all about